Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In the wake of U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions' admission, he met twice with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during last year's presidential campaign and failed to disclose those talks during a Senate confirmation hearing. The Trump administration is dealing with new revelations of previously undisclosed meetings with the ambassador. Russian ambassador met with Mr. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and with since-ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in December at President Trump's offices in New York. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is concluding that what he called tough but constructive talks in pursuit of political transition to end Syria's six-year war. De Mistura said the parties had agreed to return later in March.
At the beginning of this period of round of talks, we said that we were not going to expect and we should not expect a breakthrough. This is a war of 6 years where people were not even looking at each other, they were just fighting at each other.
Meanwhile, in Syria, army units are clearing landmines and explosives left behind the Islamic State militants. In the historic town of Palmyra, after government troops and allied militiamen recaptured it from IS fighters. U.S. warplanes and drones launched a new wave of airstrikes against al-Qaeda terror cells in Yemen, part of what's being described as a larger plan to contain something military planners see as a growing threat to the West. Like the initial round of precision airstrikes, targets included fighters, equipment, infrastructure, and heavy weaponry belonging to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. This is VOA News. United Nations is reporting that more than 190,000 people, that's more than half of them children, have fled Mosul since Iraqi government forces began their offensive on October 17th to retake the city from the Islamic State. Lisa Schlein is following the story.
The United Nations reports a significant increase in the number of people fleeing western Mosul last week as fighting between Iraqi soldiers and Islamic State militants has intensified. It estimates about 30,000 people have become displaced, half of them children. Bastien Vigneault is UN Children's Fund Emergency Coordinator for Mosul Operations in Iraq. Vigneault says the new arrivals describe conditions in Mosul as dire and getting worse. He says they report 1 kilo of rice costs $60. They say food, water, medicine, and fuel are running low. Vigneault says UNICEF, the World Food Program, and UN Population Fund are planning an aid mission to West Mosul this weekend. For security reasons, he says he will not name the neighborhoods where they will go. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Irish government investigators say the remains of babies have been discovered in a mass grave at a former Catholic home for unmarried mothers. They range in age from 35 weeks to 3 years. Records show the babies died between 1925 and 1961. That's the last year the home was open. An investigation was launched in 2014 after death certificates were found for nearly 800 children, but a burial record only for one baby. President Trump stopped by an Orlando, Florida Catholic school on his way to his estate in Palm Beach for the weekend. Mr. Trump praised the school as an example of parochial schools being helping his disadvantaged children. He said his administration's education emphasis will focus on school choice.
Education is the civil rights issue of our time. And it's why I've asked Congress to support a school choice bill. And we've come a long way. I think we're really we're right out there, and we're ahead of schedule in so many ways when it comes to education.
Teachers' unions criticized President Trump for the visit, saying it showed hostility towards public schools and an intention to turn education into a profit-making industry. Former Haitian President Renel Proval, who led the country during Haiti's devastating 2010 earthquake, died on Friday. He was 74 years old. The government did not get a cause of death, but local media quoted family members who said Proval died of a heart attack. He leaves behind a wife, 3 children, and 2 grandchildren. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis. Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This week, we'll pay homage to two of the greats of modern jazz who passed away within 1 week of one another in the month of February. Guitarist Larry Coryell and the award-winning vocalist Al Jarreau. I had originally planned to debut cuts from the album Backlog from the brilliant guitarist Steve Kahn, and to share with you a conversation I had with him just a couple of weeks ago. But I'm going to delay that and instead pay homage to these two great masters, guitarist Larry Coryell, who died on Sunday the 19th of February at the age of 73, and seven-time Grammy Award winner and one of the most popular vocalists in all of jazz history, Al Jarreau, who died a week earlier, Sunday the 12th of February, at the age of 76, just days before what would have been his 77th birthday. And I was struck by the enormous loss of these two great masters of modern jazz and wanted to pay homage to them this week here on Jazz America, and I hope you'll enjoy their thoughts, and of course, their wonderful music. Another artist we lost not too long ago is the legendary and groundbreaking pianist, composer, musical visionary Dave Brubeck. And just recently, they've uncovered the Dave Brubeck Quartet recorded live in Zurich, Switzerland in 1964. So I thought I would give you some of this wonderful live music recorded all those decades ago to begin this edition of Jazz America. Here's the song Cable Car. That's some brand new music for you from a great guitarist that we've been following over the years, and he's certainly coming to his own and creating some of the finest work in modern jazz, Kurt Rosenwinkel. From his new release entitled Chi P, that's a song entitled Chromatic B. Russ Davis here, and now let me share some conversation I enjoyed with the great Al Jarreau. About 17 years ago, on the 14th of March in 2000, here's that conversation followed by some of his wonderful music.
Al Jarreau is our guest here on The Voice of America, and it is so great to see you again.
Thank you for inviting me to The Voice of America. Last week I was with some Voice of America people, and I wanted to say hi to Voice of America people, the organization and the gang that's all over the world, and the listeners and all, and the servicemen and servicewomen. Thank you so much for your efforts.
Well, that's well taken, coming from you, who see what we try to get across with this program and the Voice of America too in general is to give people the idea of the best of what America has to offer, because I think we get a little bit of a bad rap out there sometimes. Sometimes the people around the world maybe don't understand how really truly good-hearted Americans are, and how we strive to be creative and positive. So many of us, when they get, they see the military flying in and doing something or whatever.
Right.
So that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll start.
And we agree with them on many of those things that they really question about what we do in various places around the world. It's a very difficult time for serious decisions at the top. I mean, it's such a complex world and so many complex, urgent issues. And so I really feel for presidents and generals and people who have to make those very serious choices. So it's about praying for them.
Well said. In this new record, I'm just going to touch on that quickly. Mm-hmm. There is the message is coming through like maybe it's never come before.
Mm.
Al Jarreau's heart, showing in the songs. Mm. where you talk mm-hmm. about, is nobody out there thinking about tomorrow today?
Yeah.
Are they not worried about what's happening to our planet, to our children, to our attitudes towards one another and stuff?
That's right.
I mean, that's there. It's obviously there. Mm. And God's Gift to the World is just one of the really beautiful, heartfelt songs.
Yeah,
I can't listen to that without
pieces,
crying a little bit.
Those two pieces, Tomorrow Today and God's Gift to the World, are really designed to say something at this little juncture as we move into year 2000, beginning the next millennium. I mean, it's a time when we pass from one new year to another, all the time. I mean, except for very newborn babies, mm-hmm. And so we all go through that thing of, what am I going to do? What am I going to resolute or resolve? Be it resolved that I shall stop smoking. But everybody, living and thinking these days is a special group of people. Not a whole lot of people in history get to do what we're doing and have that opportunity to look at where we've been and what we need to be thinking about. Mm-hmm. Not as though we haven't been before, but it's an important time, to be thinking about some very serious matters,
Absolutely. What do we do? Do we build another bomber, or do we send food and medicine and water to Zimbabwe where they can't? Don't have a home? A million people don't have a home.
And we can do it.
We just
need the will and the heart and the compassion to do it, to reach out and help each other, that's why I'm very often involved with little grassroots organizations that are about people helping each other, because sometimes, the government guys, get so involved in other things and don't make those critical decisions. Like I was saying before, about feeding people, about housing people. We can house people. There don't have to be hungry people and homeless people.
Anywhere on earth.
Not anywhere on earth. I mean, we've got to make that decision that something along the lines of, great corporate profits is not anymore the measure of success on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a planet, we've got to see that we take care of each other, at least in the... maybe we have to extend the inalienable rights in a kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, home, some place to sleep,
food,
medicine, yeah, and care.
Education.
And education. We can do those things.
Mm.
Well, you've heard Al Jarreau's thoughts. Now let's enjoy his wonderful music. Here's the song Superfine Love from the album Heaven and Earth on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Yeah.
A bit of a melancholy side of the music of Al Jarreau, but very deep and thoughtful, too. And we'll have the exuberant side of Al Jarreau's music coming up, as well as conversation with Larry Coryell, too. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And I have to tell you that this email I'm just about to read is one of my personal favorites to have received of all time in my many years of doing Jazz America since the beginning of 1999. This one comes from Henry Bannerman, and he writes, "Dear Mr. Davis, I'm a regular listener to your jazz program. I live in Tema, Ghana. Kindly play for me, In the Mood, by the legend, Glenn Miller. Thanks." Well, Henry, thank you for being in touch, for listening, and for requesting this song, because I have to tell you a little story. This song we're about to hear was the very first, quote-unquote, jazz song I ever heard as a little boy. My mother sat me down and said, "I'm going to play you some jazz, son." And she put on one of her favorite songs, In the Mood, recorded in 1939 by Glenn Miller. Let's swing a little bit and enjoy this classic and dedicate it to Henry Bannerman from Tema, Ghana. Oh,
so calm, so smooth, so soft, so kind of blue. So clear, so bright, the starry night, the island, the sea, and you. Footprints in the sand, woman in wonderland, the island, the sea, and you, my love. It rains, it pours, a wave crashing on the dunes. So clear, so bright, the starry night, the island, the sea, and you. A sensual flower in the midnight hour, the island, the sea, and you. Footprints in the sun, woman in wonderland, the island, the sea, and you, my love. A little slice of heaven here on earth, dancing with the dolphins while we surf. I never want to leave this paradise.
The brilliant, versatile pianist, guitarist, vocalist, composer, Carmen Lundy, from her latest release, Code Noir, and a beautiful piece entitled The Island, the Sea, and You. Now, let's enjoy some music from one of our old friends.
Hey, listen, this is Chico Hamilton, and you're listening to Jazz America with the Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
It was only a couple of years ago that the great drummer, composer, band leader, musical visionary, and NEA jazz master Chico Hamilton left us. And he left a wonderful musical legacy of many different styles of jazz, everything from big band to bebop to post-bop to jazz fusion. As a matter of fact, you just heard a little bit of history, in my humble opinion. From 1966, the title cut from the album The Dealer, featuring on guitar Larry Coryell. And Larry's improvisation made it jazz, but his more rock-sounding guitar riffs made it rock. So it became the fusion of rock and jazz. And that recording you just heard was the very first time that ever happened on a major recording. The Dealer, from 1966, Chico Hamilton with Larry Coryell, who passed away on Sunday the 19th of February at the age of 73. And now let's enjoy some of his thoughts, as well as some of his wonderful music here on VOA's Jazz America.
I know there are tons of people that are out there that you've never had a chance to play with, and you're telling me stories how you run into somebody, you'll hang with them for a while, and you'll say, man, we need to play together. There's got to be a whole bunch of people that you, in your mind, are thinking, well, I've got to play with this.
New people always keep coming along, like David Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, man.
Man, he can play. Brad Meldow.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
And the list is Larry Goldings.
Yeah, fabulous, fabulous. Yeah, how much organ stuff have you done? How much
Not nearly enough.
I want to.
Also, Joey DeFrancesco.
Oh, man, that guy is just...
Actually, we're working on a project trying to get me and Joey in the studio together.
Watch out. Pat Martino will come and knock on your door.
No, it's with Pat's blessing.
Well, one last statement then from you, Larry, and this is your chance to just think about the audience and give them your own personal message, whatever you'd like to say right now to everybody listening.
Well, as I had said to Russ Davis earlier, I'm very and most proud to be an American when I hear the best of our music being played and performed and appreciated overseas, because especially with jazz, I believe jazz has the healing power to even make friends out of enemies. But at the same time, I'm very proud to be, you know, a citizen of my country. I'm also a global citizen, and I believe that we live in an era where we need to wage peace rather than waging war. And that way, see, that's kind of a selfish attitude, a desire for me, because when the peace is around, everybody wants to play more gigs and hear more music and enjoy things artistic. And I think that's very important that all of us, when we get to the end of our lives, that we have no regrets about the way we lived our life. And I think if we can really try and do that, then we will have accomplished our mission on the planet.
Thanks for your philosophy and your words there, my brother, and thank you for your philosophy through your music, too. It's been a joy to talk with you, as always, and we'll have some more conversations in the future when you're not running out the door so quickly. Sorry to have kept you so long. But
hey, it was fun.
Thank you for all your efforts, and great to see you again.
Yeah.
Larry Coryell, good luck today in the studio.
Showing his versatility with the gentleness and the fire of his playing, Larry Coryell, one of his jazz fusion classics, Joyride. Now, he hailed from, originally, Galveston, Texas, then moved to Seattle, then to New York. But also from Texas, one of the esteemed Texas tenor saxophonists. Among that group, King Curtis, Buddy Tate, Arnett Cobb, Illinois Jacquette, and David Fathead Newman. Here's a cut from his album Davy Blue on Jazz America from VOA 1. David Fathead Newman, known as a saxophonist, showing off his skill on flute on that one, the song entitled Amandla. More of Jazz America coming up next hour.